Welcome to regular commissioners' court. It is May the 9th. It is 9 o'clock, and we are on the second floor of the courtroom of the Brooks County Courthouse. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, let us begin with roll call, precinct one.
Maria Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Nixon Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct four.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the county auditor's office in the back, and also, the county clerk's office taking the minutes for today. Let us begin with, line item one, which is any public comments. Can you come forward?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Madam Judge, Madam Commissioner, and gentlemen. I have a concern, you probably know what it is. It's the billing of the landfill.
Billing, the charging, okay?
The charging. Well, us as a city department, we've been getting a lot of heat, you know, because the majority of the people that use the landfill are citizens of the city proper. And my concern is that y'all did it in the middle of our fiscal year. You know, our concern is, we didn't budget for that. You know, in my understanding, my city manager knows and covers more about that, but it would have been more responsible maybe to do it at the end of the year, where we could have budgeted at our fiscal year next year. And also, my concern is that, my understanding is that the landfill falls under road and bridge, doesn't it?
Correct.
I know you can't comment, but it's like us.
Yes.
But my understanding, I own three vehicles. I get taxed, a road and bridge tax on each vehicle when I buy my license plate. I get taxed on property taxes, a land and bridge, road and bridge tax on my property taxes. So, in my understanding, I'm already paying a tax for road and bridge. Why should I have to go pay at the landfill also? You know, I'm already paying $80 a year, more or less, on vehicles and property taxes. And then I have to go pay I'm assuming another taxation for road and bridge at the landfill? You know, that's my concern. And I'm just voicing things that citizens come up to me and tell me, you know, well, you know, we're already being taxed to death. And then we're getting charged another penalty going to the landfill. That I understand, it all has to do with money, but, you know, we need to come out here and explain to the people why it's being done. Don't just do it. You know what I mean? So we can have an explanation or get up with the city and so we can explain to our citizens, you know, well, this is why they're doing it. Not just do it, you know? You know, como dice el dicho, hablando se comprenden las cosas, you know? And that's my voice, you know, I'm voicing my, how do you say it? I'm voicing my constituents' concerns. You know, but like I said, elderly people that pick up the trash, I'm just saying, it shouldn't have been done for the citizens. Maybe it should have been done for commercial builders, because that's where the bulk of your money's gonna come from, not from $5 a truck, not from $5 a, you know, a dump truck or whatever. But I do understand that y'all are charging by cubic feet. I work in the oil and fuel business. Cubic feet means when every part of your trailer is covered. It'd be by water or bulk of sand. And when it's a brush vehicle, not every corner of your vehicle is covered. So that cubic feet charge, I think, for a brush truck is ridiculous, because not every cubic feet is covered. There's empty gaps in between. You know, on a brush truck, I think the charge should be either by weight or maybe by the length of the truck. It shouldn't be by cubic feet. But like I said, not every foot is covered. Cubic feet charges are used for sand, dirt, and water. And that's all I got to say. I don't know if my city manager has something else to say, but it's just, you know, like I said, you know, we're already being taxed by road and bridge on our license plates or property tax, and that is a Department of Road and Bridge. So I don't think we should be penalized more by road and bridge and pay more money too. We're already paying enough. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Judge, Commissioner, David Flores. I'm the city administrator for the city of Falfurrias. It's my first time before you. So I'm going to echo a little bit about what Alderman Navarez had mentioned. We're we're in the middle of our fiscal year. It's something that we hadn't budgeted for, number one. The other thing is we are hot and heavy into hurricane preparedness. We have a lot, we're cleaning up a lot of our ditches and brush, and we're going to have a something coming out in the foul facts concerning hurricane preparedness. I think for the city, what we didn't budget for it, number one. Number two, maybe we could have, you know, sat down and talked about it a little bit and maybe looked at, you know, hey, for maybe for city vehicles, we could have pushed it back a few months, if not till our next fiscal year. So right now, we're piling up all brush at the golf course right now. That's where everything is going because it is costing us quite a bit. It's going to cost us quite a bit of money if we continue to prepare for our hurricane season by clearing out all our drainage system. So we were able to get quite a bit done, and so that's a plus in that aspect. And talking with Mr. August Petrulli, I understand the need for the charging. I know that we have to plan for the future. You know, we have to look at, purchasing land in the future for our landfill, because we have to think about the future. And I know that the city is also going to think about our future as well, as far as part of our infrastructure in that aspect. So that's all I have to say. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody? Anyone else? Anyone else for public comments? Okay. Line item two, we have several presentations. On line item two is Benito Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez, you want to come up? You're going to pass? Okay. Mr. Ruben Ramirez, that's line item three.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for having me. Ruben Ramirez, Fire Chief of the Cocodice Fire Department. I'm here to ask for our yearly rounding up the wood for our barbecue. It's our biggest fundraiser, and one of our only fundraisers used to be for the fire department. It generates anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000, and it's pretty much our budget for the year. Seeing as the county only gives us $12,000 a year, and the city gives us roughly around $17,000 a year, and our first fire of the year cost me $13,000. And it'd be a great help to get this wood hauled. I know every year it hadn't been an issue for the last 3 years. I found myself coming up here to ask for it. I was told that I had to speak with the county attorney in order to get approval as far as it being legal or not legal. And I believe he sent a letter over. I have a copy of the letter here in front of me. He says it's perfectly legal for the county to haul the wood for the fire department. So I was here to get an answer. Because our fundraiser is right around the corner, and we need to start hauling about 2 weeks ago.
I think we have you down on a regular line item. Yes.
Okay.
You can do your presentation, I won't go back to that.
Okay.
We can do it right now.
Let me
look
fine.
For it. Hold on. Line item 43, discuss and approve Valfrias Volunteer Fire Department to gather firewood for the use of their annual barbecue.
That's fine. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second.
Second.
Judge, what are we approving here?
Approving them, line item 43, to gather firewood for the use of the annual barbecue.
Okay. I have a better solution than the Golden Bridge to help out the fire department. I know we've been doing it all these years, helping, providing for the fire department. I want to see if the court will agree with me to contract someone to haul all your wood rather than the rolling bridge, because I mean we are going to stop doing business like that, using our men to do the nonprofit organizations or other business. So my recommendation to the court is to contract out if they agree, and we will be responsible to pay that contractor to help the fire department if they wish to follow my lead on this matter. And I know this is a great thing that we're going to do for you all, rather to use the Roden Bridge employees. And to me, it's a win-win deal for the fire department and us. So that's my recommendation to the court, if they wish to do that.
Because that's our line item?
I know that, Judge, but that's what I'm saying, that we can go back and...
Well, we have to either approve or disapprove as line item 43, whether they can gather the firewood.
I'm going to disapprove for us to do it, and let's put it back in the line item to use a contractor or put bids up there, whoever decides to do it for us.
I had a second on the motion, second by Commissioner Garza. So all in favor? Aye.
I'm gonna oppose.
Okay. Commissioner Martinez opposed. You oppose also? So that's 3-2, motion approved.
Just one thing I want to add, just because it seems to be a reoccurring issue. Our fire department is not like any other nonprofit organization, you know, no disrespect to any other nonprofit organization, but we're not a children's hospital or 4-H or an FFA. We provide emergency services to Brooks County and Falfurrias and surrounding areas. Recently, I've been appointed to a state board, and I've been asked for our fire department to cover the south end of Jim Rose County because the city to the south, to the north of us, has scored a 10, which is a non-existent fire department, in the key rating, which is ISO rating. We scored a 6, and we're aiming to score a 4 because we're going to reevaluate that. But we're not your average nonprofit organization. We are part of the county. We are part of the city. We're local government, you know, quasi-government, like, you know, David T. has explained in the past. And I appreciate that, Commissioner Martinez. You know, you're looking into alternative ways, and I appreciate you guys, you know, passing. Thank you.
Stay right there, sir.
Thank you, sir.
43. Line item 42, I'm sorry. Discuss and approve to lift order the outdoor banning. Lift the order of the outdoor banning.
I'd like to reevaluate what I had told you earlier. I get several calls from angry ranchers about the burning and why can't we burn and we need to burn. And I've sat down with biologists, I sat down with the King Ranch biologists, and they're talking about the quail and the breeding of the quail and laying eggs, and they need to burn. But we are not in, we haven't had enough rain, or we're starting to dry up. We're looking into a very active fire season. The Forestry Service has already sent us some information on that. They're predicting a very heavy fire season and a heavy hurricane season. So I know I spoke to the judge earlier about possibly lifting that, and I think I'm going to have to go back on what I said and say that I think we need to keep it and just keep it the same burn policy that we have. They need to contact NRCS. They can present a burn plan. The county judge can sign off on it. As long as the emergency management coordinator knows about it, I think we'll be good to go.
Okay, send our action on line out of order, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge, mm-hmm. Mr. Pacioli has to... Yes, sir. Come over here. This is under the safe.
Get some clarification since I'm the one that signed the checks for everybody. This line item reads $20 food, and I'll read it. It says discussion approved, tell peers, volunteer fire department to gather firewood for use of the environment. Has nothing to do with using county to do that. It's just saying that hey, you can go ahead and gather firewood. So when y'all approve, what did you approve?
Just that, sir. Just what it read. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
That doesn't mean the county can gather firewood. That's what this says.
Well, you know, no, it doesn't. It was very vague, and that's the way it was sent to us, and that's the way it reads. Do you have an issue with that?
I have an issue.
Okay, what is it?
All right. The issue is that you and the county attorney stated last commission court or public commission court vote that we cannot use road and bridge for non-road and bridge purposes.
Right.
This is a non-road and bridge purpose. I'm not saying that David T's letter is incorrect. The county, but we can't use road and bridge equipment because it's not for a road or for a bridge. And since I signed the checks, so those people that you are authorizing to do that, you know what, I'm going to call that an invalid expense. So I think that we go with the idea that Mr. Martinez had to outsource it and pay from the general fund, because I don't think it matters where you get the wood from,
yeah.
Or who hauls the wood for you. So I think this is a win-win for both situations where we don't have to use it out of bridge, which is against the law for us to use what David T.
That's right. That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay.
And so he's using funds, okay. Road and bridge funds, to do other equipment.
Why
yes.
can't you not ask the judge?
Well, because
y'all just said
I believe...
Do that.
Okay.
I
sent
a check and have the authority to say no.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that. What I'm telling you is that there's a lot of things that are done wrong. Incorrect.
So we can go with the idea that Mr. Martinez said.
Yeah, but that's not on the. That is not
well,
on the. That's not on the agenda.
Well,
that's fine. We'll leave it as that, and we'll bring it up again.
Okay.
All right.
So we're stopping.
So you can go gather firewood.
But the road and bridge can't gather firewood for it.
We'll do it on the next commissioner's court.
The wood's gathered already, it's just hauling on the wood. Right. Thing is, we're pressing for time, you know.
We'll do a special commissioner's court, and we'll put that in place.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Angie?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How you doing, miss?
I just came to present to the court my plans for a summer reading program. Hopefully I can start, well, my plans are to start from June 12th through the 23rd, Monday through Friday, from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. And this program is going to consist of reading, board games, story time, movies, and some anti-bullying and maybe drug classes will be shown to the kids. Just letting you guys know that these are my plans. I have some paperwork for you. Can I approach?
Yes.
Okay.
This is more or less approach that I'm taking, hoping that this program will do well. This is going to be my first, so I'm just to let you all know that this is what I'm working on for
Great.
This summer.
Thank you. Very beneficial for the children. Something for them to do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Line 95, Mr. Martin. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge, for allowing me to be here, to place me on the agenda. Judge, commissioners, my subject matter will be on safety, brush pickup safety, okay? The word safe is defined as free from harm or risk, secure from danger. Safety is understood. I'm going to try to stay according to my text. Safety is understood, perceived in our human civilization as the law, the number one thing, safety. What am I saying? The safety rule is at the top of the totem pole, the top of the flagpole. Safety rule is at all times. So, commissioners, I'm here to let you know that one of your decisions to prohibit county crews to enter private property located on dangerous highways for brush or trash pickup is really, in my opinion, against the safety rule. Now how? I base this statement on personal observation and hands-on experience. I'm going to give you three examples. I'm going to give you some consequences, give you some recommendations, and hopefully some guidance. The first unsafe situation, well, the safety rule is being violated on Highway 285 and possibly on other high-speed, high-traffic highways in this county. When the brush is placed on the curb, it causes the pickup crews to be in danger due to the fast-flowing, heavy traffic. And for example, in my home, I was told to place my trash, my brush, on the curb. When the brush is on the curb, it causes the county brush pickup crews to be in danger. Okay, so what happened? The backhoe had to pick up the thorny brush, maneuver, and turn around on the highway, dropping some brush on three lanes of the four lanes highway. A crew member and myself had to rake the thorny bushes, bougainvilleas, while the fast-flowing traffic was being rude and dangerous and passing us as they pleased. We were all in danger. Now, where was the county code enforcer? while they were stopping from breathing fast, approaching vehicles, doing a great job. At the same time, my observation was that there's no safety net area for crews to escape in case there is a danger. That is the first situation. The second situation, the safety rule is being violated when the homeowners who live on these highways have to place a brush or trash on the curb. It causes view obstruction to the traffic from going from east to west. Example, we have neighbors. I've got neighbors to my south. One neighbor placed the brush on the curb for it to be picked up. The other neighbor could not see the traffic going east and west. So the other neighbor picked up the brush and pulled it back to the lawn, to the neighbor's lawn. Not a good situation for the both neighbors. They don't have to be at each other's throats. Okay? Obstruction of the traffic. The third situation, the safety rule is being violated when strong winds cause curb debris to be blown on the highway and possibly causing injury to motorists. And we've already seen that before. We saw the very high winds that we had about 2-3 weeks ago. They came in with a cold front that was blowing everything and everything on the highway and different places. Okay, now, so what are the consequences if this rule is not changed? County crew members might be hit by motorists. I know that I was almost hit, and those county crew members have to be very alert to all the traffic. Homeowners and neighbors unable to see the oncoming traffic and possibly colliding as they're coming out of the driveways. Motorists coming through Brooks County, Highway 285, because of the debris on the highway and high winds, could possibly crash. Now, what are the major consequences? Funerals for family members and friends. Okay, the county crews, other people, maybe the motorists. But what is really important for the county? The mega lawsuits. We all know that we are in the age of the mega lawsuit. Does the county have enough money to pay off the mega lawsuits? We need to change a certain things, okay? This is my recommendation. All recommendations. Any and all county operations and decisions will adhere to the safety rule, the rule which is at the top of the totem pole. To comply with the rule, alternative modes of operation will also be in place. Alternative manners, methods of acquiring the brush, because the brush has to be picked up in the county. We have to keep the county clean. The safety rule will be in place when picking up brush, trash, on dangerous highways and areas of concern. County crews will be given permission to enter private property as an alternative mode. Now, who will be in charge of all this? Who are the ones that are really on site? Who knows where the concerns are and the dangers are? The county crews and the site managers, the site supervisors. They are the ones that know where the dangers are, so they will be in charge. Now, my comments on these. To me, these are very serious situations. Because one, you already know about it. And if you know about it because I've presented them to you and no action is being taken to correct it, if somebody does get hurt, then the county is really liable for it because you've been told. You've been given this presentation. If there's no correction to this presentation, then we have some serious problems. Many times a specific ruling or decision such as this one, not entering into private property, cannot be or cannot hold true
for the thousands of citizens in this county. We all live in different locations and require different on-site decisions. Like the old saying goes, one pair of shoes cannot fit for everybody. We need to be careful with our decision making. We need to gather the facts. We need to contact the experts. And who are the experts in this situation? The county crews, the site supervisors, they are the ones that know where the dangers are. They are there every day picking up the trash. And maybe some of the commissioners can go with the site supervisor, with the dump trucks, get on top of them and see where the dangers are. I don't know if any of you have gotten on the dump trucks to work with the county crews and been at the serious situations. It's one thing to be on those, and then another thing to make decisions concerning them. We have to be educated. We have to do our homework. Listen to the county employees. They can steer us correctly in this county. Your Honor, thank you. Commissioners,
thank you.
I hope I didn't say all this and has landed on empty ears. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Oh, I do want to give you a copy of my presentation.
Come on up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Agenda 1 out of 19, discuss and approve the hiring of an administrative assistant for Brooks County Highway Patrol. Mr. Smith? Good morning.
It's going to be hard to follow Mr. Martin there on that. It's very good. As we've met before, my name is Andrew Smith, and I'm the sergeant with the Highway Patrol in the area. And I came last requesting the hiring of an administrative assistant. The Texas Highway Patrol in Brooks County, we do have a new sergeant area here, and we currently have 11 troopers stationed here. 5 of them are off FTO, 6 of them are on, and here pretty soon you're going to have all of them off FTO and 11 troopers running around. Currently, I'm running them by myself, and I need help with a lot of the paperwork, case filing, reports, and things of that nature. Also, I'm kind of short of corporal, so I'm doing the job of 3 people. I normally work about 80 to 90 hours a week right now because of how far behind we are on our paperwork, and the administrative help is really what we need. In the past, Brooks County had hired an administrative assistant. The state came down and they said, hey, we're going to go ahead and pick that up. We're going to make that a paid state employee. Well, then Governor Abbott came down and he said, we're going to put a hiring freeze on it right now. And FOW was kind of in that area of, what are we going to do? Where are we at? You know, and that's, in a sense, where we are today. Where are we at? What are we going to do? Is the state going to come in? Is county going to come in or something like that? And I really don't know. I don't know when or if the state is ever going to hire that spot. But I do know that currently the funding for the administrative position here in Brooks County is still with the county. So the funding's still there, and it's nothing for us to really pick it up and hire a new assistant. So I'm requesting the Commissioner's Court to approve the hiring of an administrative assistant so that we can get caught up on a lot of stuff.
Okay. Questions, comments, suggestions, concerns?
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
On this assistant that you want to hire, is it going to fall under the DPS regulations, how you want someone to work for you, or are you going to leave that to us to hire that assistant administrator?
The administrative assistant is going to fall under the DPS policy.
Okay.
However, they will be a county employee. The county will be responsible for advertising. The county will be responsible for posting the position. The county will also be responsible for having the hiring board. I do request that I participate on the hiring board as the individual will be working with Texas DPS, with Texas DPS items and sensitive material. Once the county decides who they want to hire, then DPS will do their own background investigation of the individual, kind of as a double check, you know, to make sure, and then the county will be the one to hire the individual.
So, if that's it, I know when Mr. Sergeant Pena was here, they would do the hiring. We just paid for you to have a assistant, an assistant. But they will go through their, all the, what is it, you know, that I'm looking for, your...
Background?
The hiring.
Yes, right, yes.
It's the same thing. It would just be, y'all be posting it on your website and so on versus us posting it on the DPS website. There's no way that we'd be able to do that unless we went through Austin. So it would be, it would still be a county employee.
All right.
It'd be a county employee with meeting their guidelines.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Any questions?
Now, who's going to do the advertising, us or?
You just said the county.
Okay.
The county one.
All right. All right, because I mean, I really wanted you to get with the HR and maybe, you know, you're, okay, that's fine. That's good. Thank you, sir.
Any further questions?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Right.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to line item 39. Discuss, consider an act on rescinding agenda item number 2. Discuss, consider an act on seating arrangement for the county auditor during all commissioners' court meetings on the special commissioners' court meeting budget workshop, which was held Friday, June 3rd, 2016 at 10 a.m. First floor, Brooks County Courthouse. Do I have a motion to rescind that motion that was approved?
Right.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm opposed. Motion approved. Line item 40. Discuss, consider an act on the seating arrangement for the county auditor and staff during all commissioners' court meetings. This was something that was done last year. On line item 39, I read it. It seems that this year they want to change the seating arrangement for the auditor because he sits in the back. The Commissioner Martinez and Vargas suggested that he needed to be seated somewhere near the commissioner's court. With that being said, do I have any comments, suggestions?
No, really, Judge. I'm just going to make the motion for him to sit with the commissioner's court.
Do I have a motion for the county auditor and the staff to sit next to the commissioner's court over here in the front? Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I oppose. Motion carried.
For that, I'd like for Mr. Petroli and
Ms. Sir, take your seat over here.
And the staff to move over here.
Let's take a 5-minute break.
Okay, let's do that.
While Mr.
Thank you, Judge.
Petroli comes up.
Yes.
It is 9:36 a.m. What was that? 40? Okay. Line item 41. Discuss and approve a commissioner as per Texas Local Government Code 263.001 to sell or lease real property owned by the county. The appointed commissioners shall follow all Texas local government code. Submitted by Commissioner Martinez.
Okay, John, this one, it doesn't have to be me. If the commissioners don't wish to let me continue forward with this, or else they can appoint another commissioner if they decide not to have me doing this for them.
But you have already been negotiating with them?
Yes, I should have. Yes, ma'am.
I don't have a problem with that.
I recommend Commissioner Olivares, and since you know, I think he needs to kind of get his feet wet and understand. Yeah. Not that he doesn't understand, but I think, he needs some authority and some, and especially because we have so many things coming up in Precinct 3, I think that it would benefit him.
That's fine, Judge. And I have no problem with that. And then my recommendation is Mr. Olivares to take over.
Sir, do you accept that? Yes? Do I have a motion to approve Commissioner Olivares's?
Go ahead, Judge.
All right. Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 37. Okay. Discuss, consider, and act on rescinding agenda item made on June 3rd, 2016. Brooks County Employee Policy and Procedure Manual B-13, grievances. Ms. Garza? And that reads grievances B-13 on the employee policy. Any employee having a grievance related to his or her job should discuss the grievance with his or her immediate supervisor. If the discussion with the immediate supervisor does not resolve the grievance, and if the immediate supervisor is not the elected or appointed official with final responsibility for the employer's department, the employer shall have the right to discuss the grievance and with the official or a grievance committee that has been created and approved by Commissioner's Court. The decision of the grievance committee shall be final in all grievances. And
the request, I think this should be tabled until the grievance that we are have in place right now be resolved. So I would like this tabled.
Okay. Any questions? Do you have a motion to table this?
Are you going to reply, or?
I want to table until we resolve it.
But did you want to, for the Commissioner's Court to select a grievance, a committee? Is that what
you
want?
Well, that's going to be up to them, not me.
No, but I mean, I'm asking.
I'm just resent. Yeah.
This is on the handbook. So he wants a table, I guess, once his grievance is
resolved.
Yeah, once it's resolved under this policy. Then we can come back.
Okay. We have to resolve.
Okay, do I have a motion to table line item 37?
Motion.
Do I have a second? I second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 38. Discuss, consider, and act on Brooks County Employee Policy and Procedure Manual, B-13 grievances to remove the last two sentences of paragraph 6 or a grievance committee that has been created and approved by Commissioner's Court. The decision of the grievance committee shall be final in all grievances. I'm going to ask for a motion to table since the prior one was already tabled. The other motion to table on item 38. Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor? Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 7. Approval of bills and claims. Mr. Petroli?
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. We'll notice nothing out of the ordinary on these bills. Bring your attention to the very last page where we have a total general fund $54,511.11, Roman Bridge $11,871.89, for grand total $66,432.46 with the other funds. Again, like I said, nothing out of the ordinary. Actually, came in smaller than what we usually have.
Any questions?
No.
The motion to approve on item 7. Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 9, approve auditor's monthly report.
Should have asked for in front of you. We did have a humongous increase in our health and sales tax of $58,930.52 this last month due to the fact that the state audited that account and they found the proceeds that they were taking from us, that they needed to reimburse us back that money. So that's good. Give you a breakdown of the corresponding months of what transpired, because we were running between 17 to 27. We did have new employees hired for Roman Bridge. We hired Antonio Garza III, hired on 4-3. Jaime Ruelas, jailer, resigned on 4-11, and Nora Ramos, tax office, terminated on 4-21. I also gave you all another report. It's like this. It's a cash position report. It tells you how much cash we have available in each fund that we have in the county. I'll be sending this to y'all on a regular basis because the one that the treasurer gives you is for the month prior, and this is actually the current one for today. All right? So it's important for y'all to know how much we have in each fund on the day of the court. I believe so. And it's a very simple report to print out. So that's our cash position in each fund that we have in the county. That's all.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, sir.
I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 33. Discussion approval line item transfer of $1,250 from 1205043554 85 contract court reporting to 1205043554 86 polygraph and other professional fees. August.
That is judge, he should not be here to ask the cover his line that was overdrafted because of the call draft he could be trying to court.
Any questions? Comments, suggestions? Motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 34. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $469.56 from 1205040955111 principal for debt to 1205040955512 interest to debt. August.
That's to cover the difference in the interest rate we had. It's hard to project how much money we're going to use for interest. So that's to cover the difference.
Any questions? Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Aye.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 35, discuss and approve line item transfer $205 for 1205040909500 technology to 1205040909023 law enforcement liability. August?
That's the same thing. When we when we budget for insurance, that particular portion of the enforcement liability insurance, we can budget enough for it to lose government.
So, any questions? Motion to approve.
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 36, discuss and approve line item transfer of $500 for 12050630-9504 equipment supplies to 12050630-8204 workman's comp. August?
That's to cover the deficit we have in that line item for workman's compensation. Again, it's hard to budget workman's compensation because we don't know the exact rate. When we do it, we give it a actual rate versus the estimated rate, and then later on in the year, we have to figure this kind of stuff out.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11. Approved tax assessor collector's chief deputy's monthly report.
Morning.
Morning.
For a special report.
Okay, these are the monthly disbursed totals for April 2017. Our county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $38,692.13. Our total fund market remittance is $3,953.10. Our attorney fees collected for the month of April is $2,487.62. Our interest for the month was $25.47, and we had 3 tax certificates for the month of April, for a total county remittance of $42,645.23. Second report is going to show you the percentage collection we are at for each fund, and right now we're at about 92%. Any questions on that report?
No.
Okay, the second report is going to be the motor vehicle report for the month of April. It says March. For the month of April, our grand total is coming out to $41,928.88. Any questions on that report?
No.
Any questions, anyone?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Olivares, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. And line item 31. September 3rd. Line item 31. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $500. For 12050499-5500 telephone to 12050499-8204 workman's comp. Is this a transfer?
Yeah.
I didn't have money?
I guess not.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
You have a motion? Motion by Olivares. Second? Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Line item 32, Carlos, Mr. Gertz. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,300 from 12050440-8105 secretary to 12050440-5000 office supplies in the amount of $500 from 12050440-8204 workman's comp in the amount of $800.
Yes, I believe the $800 is from that shortfall that I think, I guess because it's hard to anticipate how much the workman's comp is going to be.
Okay.
But since we're going to be here anyway, we need some supplies. Since this last budget, we only had $1,000. So since we're going to come before, I had money left over because we had a period of time where a position hadn't been filled. So the money's already in there. It's just in the secretary.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Garza, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Line item 14, Ms. Salinas.
Good morning.
Good morning. Discuss and approve transfer $4,500 from 12050665-5209 J.M. Alanis Fairgrounds to 12050665-5550 out of county travel in the amount of $4,000 and to 12050665-9080 registration fees in the amount of $500.
And that's just to really offset the cost of the remaining of the year, since Victor and I will both be traveling during the summer, as well as some conferences we need to be at as far as extension is concerned.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Vargas, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Line item 17, discuss and approve line item transfer $240 for 13050667-5515 communication radio equipment to 13050667, and there's a typo in that. It's 8107, temporary help. Alan Hernandez.
I've spoken with Mr. Petroli about this. It's just to offset the negative 240 I think we had from the beginning of the year, but we should be good on that other line item with what we have left.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 23. Discuss and approve line item transfer $800 from 12050665
0561-8108, safety officer, traffic safety officer, to 12050-561-9070, miscellaneous. Constable?
Is that just miscellaneous? We're going to work with the constable's office just to print the other badges and stuff, equipment we need to get our uniforms. You know, and the miscellaneous items that we had money we can transfer over.
Okay. Questions?
No, ma'am.
Motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second by, I mean, motion by Martinez, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 24.
That's for the uniforms, the purchase of the uniforms. We have them redone to state constables instead of the code and traffic.
Discuss and approve line item transfer. I've said that before, right? 500 from 20505-61-8108, traffic safety officer, to 12050-561-5136, uniforms. Questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Save it here. Line item 25, Mr. Garcia. Line item transfer, discussing approval line item transfer of 250 from 12050-475-5550 out of county travel to 12050-475-5000 office supplies. Your office. Any questions?
No.
Motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second.
Aye.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 26, discuss consider possibly approve two counter offers by the landowners in regards to the condemnation of real estate for Arevalo Road Bridge project. Mr. Garcia? Yes, that's yours. Okay. You want to go into executive session?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Line item 26 will be in executive session, 9:55.
It's an executive session because it's ongoing negotiations for the purchase of real estate.
Okay. Line item 26, discuss the city possibly approve two counter offers by the landowners in regards to the condemnation of real estate for Arevalo Road Bridge project. The amount was settled at $3,600 each. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Olivares, second. Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 27. Sheriff here, or did he leave? Discussion approval line item transfer of 2,000 from 12050-560-5500 telephone to 12050-560-5820 repairs and maintenance vehicle. Go ahead, sir.
Just recently we've had some, our units have been a little bit older and we've had some major repairs that we've had to do. So we just need to transfer over some funds to cover those maintenances. Okay.
Motion to approve. Motion by Vargas, second. Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 28. Discussing approval line item transfer 1,133.70 from 12050560-8202 County Medical Insurance to 12050560-8104 deputies in the amount of 1,000. To 12050560-8201 Social Security in the amount of $76.50 to 12050560-8203 Retirement in the amount of $14.40 to 12050560-8206 TCDRS in the amount of $6.70 to 12050560-8204 Workman's Comp in the amount of $25 to 12050560-8205 Unemployment insurance in the amount of $6.90 and to 12050560-8208 Sun Life insurance in the amount of $4.20.
Your Honor, this and ladies and gentlemen, This actually works in conjunction with line item 29.
Okay.
So if we can discuss 29.
Line item 29, discuss and approve $1,000 salary increase pay for Deputy Victor Arevalo for Patrol Supervisor as per Sheriff Martinez. Discussion?
I believe you all have received a letter from Sheriff Martinez stating a $1,000 increase for Victor Arevalo for Patrol Supervisor. With that increase, that's going to be for the next 5 months. I have discussed with Patroli on the monies, that everything's coming out of our own budget. There's nothing being taken out from a different fund or anything else. The patrol supervisor is actually a new division that we're putting up. We have the patrol supervisor is actually going to have an outline detail. I believe you all got copies. Okay. Not only is he doing the duties of a full-time officer, he's also taking on some more responsibilities. He's going to be in charge of the officers on duty at that time. He's going to be the first responding supervisor to critical scenes, assessing everything, calling out investigators, commanders, and the sheriff as needed.
So after 5 months, what?
After 5 months, his...
Salary is going to go up again, or what?
Well, the whole salary for a year is $29,997.36. It's a $200 increase, which equals to $2,400 a year.
After 5 months?
Yes, sir.
He's going to get $2,400 more?
No. It'll be $1,400 more. It's $2,400 for a whole period. Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Hold on, Judge. Hold on. I need to ask some questions here. This is going to be a new creative positions for that deputy, because I know that there's two commanders and there's two investigators, right?
Yes.
Okay. So before we approve this, who was his supervisor and who was in charge of all the deputies before we want to create another position for him to take over now the deputies? Who was in charge of the deputies before we can approve this or disapprove?
He's still going to be under the command of J.V. Rivera.
Okay, so he's the commander.
And myself. Commander Rivera is the commander for the patrol site. He's going to be working close proximity and conjunction with Commander Rivera. He's going to be helping with approving reports and the front line and actually boots on the ground. He'll be still patrolling. He's still going to be... conducting all the duties, taking calls and everything, but he's going to be the frontline supervisor that the guys can go to for either a change of tire or they need something small.
So then you're saying that he's going to be like a
almost like a sergeant,
repair maintenance, because I mean, you just said if there's a flat tire, they're going to call him to. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for a supervisor.
You just report. I mean, report to him. He's going to be like a sergeant.
Okay. Now, JV is in charge of the deputies, and he's the one that makes the schedule. What is? JV, would you mind stepping up? I have a question for you. This job description that is going to be given to Victor. Is that your role right now, sir? Are this your duties right now as the supervisor for the patrolmen? So this is going to be carried over to Victor now.
Well, I'll be supervising as well. I'll be conducting these roles, but he will be the first line supervisor for the deputies.
Okay, so if somebody is off, he's going to take over his duty as to cover for that patrolman, or we're going to be short one deputy out there?
Well, sir, he will also cover if we need to. Right now we have a split. He's working a split shift.
12-hour shifts? 12-hour shifts?
Nothing's changed. He's still working 12-hour shift. But if we do need coverage, he is going to be that option for us to use him, to utilize him for other shifts.
Okay. And he, and as well, because I mean, I read some of it. So he's going to be doing some undercover work as well? Okay. How many do you have doing that as we speak, that are trained to do any undercover work?
trained, currently...
Are you going to send them to school to get trained for that, or just going to, you know, just say, okay, you go up there and do some buys?
Well, no, sir, I mean, of course, we have to train an individual.
Okay.
You know, he's got to go to school, he's got to, you know, check anything else.
Yeah, all right. Now, the accidents, is he going to do the accidents for that, you know, that pertains to the DPS, or is he going to just follow up on the accidents and until the DPS gets there?
No, sir, currently, he's currently working accidents.
Oh, he is?
Yes, sir.
All our deputies are currently working.
Yeah. Ready, sir.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
So, anyway, this is what I'm asking. So, this new position that you want to create for this individual, is he going to be responsible for responding to any calls?
Whatever I am trying to be responsible.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. But here again, before we create, you created another position then, that because JV does the same thing that we're reading right here, right? I mean, he does the same thing? Right, well, I know that.
What I'm looking here is for the future. I believe we're going to allocate another officer to come in, so I'm looking ahead. I'm looking at the future, right?
Okay.
Pretty quick. So, my recommendation is just for the commission to approve it, and let me worry about how we're going to filter his responsibility, because that is my responsibility. Your responsibility is to approve it.
Well, yeah, but...
I'm still there, because I discussed it all. All right? We're not going to get
much
money.
No, I understand that, but yes, for us to approve something, we need to know what's entail before we approve something that your man is going
to
do.
What you need to approve is what I'm asking as a sheriff, because I know it's my responsibility. Your responsibility is to approve.
Well, we cannot disapprove as well.
Well, this is...
Yeah.
But you being doing it means justice to the community.
How's that? Because he's working for you anyway, with the same pay that...
Let's go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Let's just keep the... sir, you understand that this is my job to ask questions, not to come in here and prove something right away. Okay? Well, I am. This is beside the point, sir.
Well, let's...
You know?
Let's control.
I'm
asking you, you know, just to approve or disapprove, whatever you wish. Let's go back. Let's focus on this line item.
We are focusing,
okay.
But I just
yes.
Wanted to answer
and, the
questions.
And he, hold on, and he stated, as a sheriff, that's what he does. He, of course, assigns his personnel to do what needs to be done. Without a doubt, can we say, oh, he's not doing that, or what can he do? He's absolutely on task. What we have to do here is just either approve or disapprove.
That's right.
Okay, so let's move on. Do I have a motion to approve line item 28 first? And that
anyway,
is the transfer.
Let me ask all this. The monies that, you know, we're going to get, it's going to be from his line item, right? Okay. All right. My next question to the court. This is going to be a raise for that deputy. It's going to increase for that deputy. I'm just saying that if we give this increase to him, there's going to be someone else coming next week and do the same thing. So do we want to start this now and then just deal with the consequences?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I mean,
this is not the first time, and it won't be the last.
I'm just asking.
I'm telling you, this won't be the first and this won't be the last, because we already set precedence on this, you know, how we take care of county business. This is not the first that comes up and asks for this. We've been doing this all along. So really, are we going to stop here or are we going to start now? It doesn't make a difference. What he's asking for, we either comply, either say yay or nay, and that's it. Everyone is entitled to ask for whatever they're needing for their department as far as county business is concerned. So to stop something right now doesn't make sense, because we've been doing this all along.
This was discussed with August, and it was discussed with HR and the extra additional responsibilities. So he's going to overlap with the guys, and he pretty much is going to oversee what the guys do. So the extra duties are
You know, sir, it's hard for me to understand that you hire some commanders to oversee the deputies, sir. Am I right or wrong, sir? You hired JV to oversee the deputies, to check on them. Okay, so National Commander that's gonna be maybe in the office doing whatever he's doing, and then now you're gonna have Mr. Victor supervising just the patrolmen. So, I mean, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's like you're creating a position just because maybe you want JV to do something else besides, you know, the scheduling the patrolmen and supervising the patrolmen.
Again, that's my fault.
No, I understand that, sure, but I mean, it's just like I'm trying to...
No, there's nothing to try.
To figure out...
The funds are there.
No, I understand that.
It's shifting money. It is just for the court and the best interest of the community, the public, Brooks County. That's why I'm looking, not the best interest.
Sir, we're not creating another slot. It's the same thing. You have a total of 10 deputies.
You've got extra responsibilities. So with that comes funds. And the funds are not asking for more money.
You don't think, sir, that as a deputy, your responsibility it is to take care of your county? Civil process, investigations, traffic violations, I mean, whatever it is within your law.
Right.
I mean, that's the reason they get certified to do those duties,
and
you know? Okay, do you need, so then you're saying that you need another supervisor to oversee your three other deputies patrolling?
Again, that's my problem, not yours.
No, I understand that, but here again, I need to just understand from where you're coming from and then how the court is going to decide to vote on this. Well, I do, because you create another position. That's what you're doing.
I'm just promoting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're promoting, but you're creating a salary that you don't really have to...
A different position to talk to another person. That's a different position.
Well, that's a major, Sheriff. That, you know, because I mean, my understanding, you have too many commanders.
Sir,
no, yeah, you have two commanders, and then you have two investigators, and then now you're gonna have another supervisor.
I have one investigator.
Okay. Well, my understanding, Mr.
He's classified as an investigator, but he's an interdictor. He's a guy.
Who is?
One of the two guys.
Vince Lopez or the other one, Gomez.
Yes, he's an interdictor.
Let me intervene again.
Right.
Let's go back to line item 28. Do I have a motion to approve the transfer of these monies?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second. Second by Vargas. All in favor? Aye. I need ayes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 29.
Commissioner, I'm going to acknowledge that. If you're going to vote for it or against.
Are you against 28?
Let me know.
I'm going to oppose.
All right. Well, it was already carried by him not saying anything. It's kind of saying no. Line item 29. Discuss approve. Okay. $1,000 salary increase paid for Deputy Victor Arevalo for patrol supervisor. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second. Second by Vargas. All in favor? Any opposed?
By your judge.
Okay. Opposed. Martinez. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
That's it.
Line item 10. Approve County Foreman's monthly report.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing, David?
All right. The things we did all this month is the same stuff we do every month, day in, day out. What we did do, we assisted the fire department on Thursday, April 27th, a double wide trailer burned down, and they needed some backhoes to go help them separate the tin roof to get to the fire that was underneath. So we did do that, and everything else is what we do day in, day out. Oh, we got some caliche. The first week of April, caliche was brought to the yard from Los Compadres Ranch. We had a total of 1,140 yards in April, and I think there was, back in December, 540 or 560 yards. So, they just brought us the invoice. It's going to be like $5,000 or something like that. So, coming to that, we bought the 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, anything else to say?
Any questions?
Oh, ma'am.
Alright, motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Garcia, second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 15. Discussion and approval on item transfer of $100 from 1305000005105 gas and oil expense to 1305000005553 commissioner number 2 out of county travel in the amount of $50 and to 1305000005555 commissioner number 4 out of county travel in the amount of $50.
Yeah, they were lacking a little bit of money for their schooling or something they have next month or something.
$50.
Training?
Training, yeah.
Great. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second by Olivares, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 16. Discuss and possibly consider amending Brooks County Road and Bridge Department hours from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. through 5 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
to
7:30 to what?
7:30 to 12 and 12:30 to 4.
Oh, that's the correction. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
That should be a correction. It should be 30-minute lunch break.
7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We have to add that.
Yeah, we're going to go down to a 30-minute lunch. We're going to do the same hours as the landfill because the landfill closes at 4, and we're still doing brush. There's nowhere to dispose of the brush, and I don't want the brush to stay in the trailer. Somebody can light it on fire, and we'll burn everything down. So that's why we want to move the hours.
Okay. Any questions? All right. I have a motion to approve the new landfill, new road and bridge hours.
Aye.
Motion by Martinez. Second by Garza. All in favor?
We can start it next week.
Monday?
Monday.
What's Monday? What day is Monday?
Monday the 15th.
Effective May 15th.
Yeah.
2017.
So we can also put it in the newspaper or something.
Okay.
That's what you do. Just great.
Yeah. I had to put on KPSO or something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm going to change the sign in the month also. So.
It's okay.
That's right.
Yeah, we're announcing it.
All
right. Thank you.
I did a motion, right? Yes. Did I second? Did I do the whole motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What means that?
Oh, another thing. So what's going to go on with that firewood?
We're going to...
Oh, we'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Line item 6. Approval of regular special commissioners court meetings. I don't know what dates. There was none? Okay. So, no action on line item 6. Line item 8. Approval of treasurer's monthly report. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I want. It's okay, Wesley.
For the month of April, Precinct 1, Adela Quintanilla, $16,481.76. It was JP 1. JP 2, Oralia Morales, $94,150.88. JP 3, Sylvia Donnelly, $53,353.50. Oh my God, it says here Loretta Cabrera. JP 4, Rolando Garza, $19,010.82. County Clerk, LRA Service, $7,674.11. Noah Guerra District Clerk, $4,153.36. Benny Martinez, Tax Assessor, $42,645.23. And that's a total of $237,468.66. And this is a distribution of the monies. The General Fund received $151,806.11. The Road and Bridge received $10,444.41. one certificate of obligation, interest, and sinking, $1,026. The certificate of obligation, series 2011, $440.93. The certificate of obligation, series 2013, $1,384.34. State fees received, $60,535.41. Records preservation, $1,142. Courthouse security fund received, $2,009.11.10. The code and traffic, $2,123.90. Law library, $245. Justice court technology, $2,812.90. Delinquent fees, $1,999.30. Appellate judicial, $10, and that is also a total of $137,468.66. Other monies received from the LCS, we received $22,174. State fees, $28,451.26. Health use sales tax, $58,930.52, and that's a total of $109,555.78. The ending balance in the general fund for April is $355,970.92. The road and bridge, $298,930.25. The health use sales tax, $23,410.93. And these are our CDs in the health sales use tax, which is Fund 31. And the amount of that CD is $125,854.99. We've got 5 in the general fund. One of them is for $500,123.29, $250,061.64. $250,061.64, and one for $250,000. That's a total of $1,005,308.21. The $308.21 is the interest. In the road and bridge, we have one for $500,123.29, and we have another one for $250,000. So, is there any questions? And these CDs are renewed every 90 days.
Every 90 days?
Yeah, every 90 days, yes.
Any questions?
Any questions?
All right, do I have a motion to approve the monthly line item 8, Treasurer's monthly report?
Motion.
Motion by Olivera, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line
Thank
item
you.
12. Approved monthly reports by Brooks County. These are DP reports, library reports, traffic code enforcement. Can you come up? 12.
Yeah, right.
This 743 traffic stops for the month with 690 citations, 53 warnings. Had one Encino landowner unauthorized dumping, and Encino was the owner was contacted. Assistant Sheriff's Office on a theft call on 220. Assistance with a runaway. Assistant on cattle on 754 and loose cattle on East 285. With the police department, we did this was domestic on Treviño, domestic on West Side Apartments, domestic on San Saba, now one in person on Travis. Assisted the MHMR with a suicidal person that needed assistance with, and assisted the PD with a stolen trailer that needed to see if we could recover it. Other department assistants assisted the fire department on 285, the trailer house that they caught on fire, and we also assisted the fire department on North 754 with power lines that were down and caused the fire. Other assistants assisted DPS by Walmart on the traffic stop, assisted with the funeral, two funerals, assisted with Border Patrol on the traffic stop on West 285, and checked on illegal dumping on South 754, and also assisted in accident on East 285 with traffic control.
Questions?
You will. Are you guys working north, this way?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to the north, like off the ramp right there where the propane area is.
West, come in?
Yeah. By the church and the west, like, so we have to call it 54, so like, that's at the Border Patrol on West 285. And we patrol the west, and we'll take it in the north and the east.
Okay.
You know, on the areas.
All right.
Were you able to review the other reports? Okay, any questions on those? All right, with no questions, do I have a motion?
Yeah, this will be the quick short, like, we also sit with the buses, school buses, that's been done also with the help of, he also helps with the buses in the mornings, and he's been there, you know, with the road control that, and also like Mr. Quet announced, when they do the safety of the trash and picked up like that, our officers are out there, you know, sitting with the highway, and like you stated, just for comments, there is a safety issue there with the high volume of traffic when they...
Let me just comment on that. I think that it would work if maybe they would use County Road 210 this way, keep everything away from that 285. I'm talking about is brush and all that. If the county can use that 210 rather than the main road.
We have to get together with Mr. Guerra.
Yeah.
So because I know when they do pick up everything on East 25 and stuff like that, it is a high volume area.
It is.
It is a traffic. Like I said, I do have myself and one of the officers, and I was just, you know, trying to slow down. And I know Mr. Sanders seen us out there, you know, trying to slow down some of the traffic that's out there because of the high volume of traffic that goes through there. You know, it is a safety issue when the road and bridge is out there. You know, because they do have to come out into the highway, and with high rate of speeds, you know, we hate to have an accident happen or anybody get hurt out there, you know,
yeah,
on that area. You know, there's something we have to discuss later on, you know, how we're going to work that area, you know, to make it a bit safer for the road and bridge.
Especially those people on 25.
Yes, on that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
No.
Anybody else? No? Do I have a motion to approve line item 12? Okay. Motion by Vargas, second. Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $500 from 1205-0650500 books to 1205-0650500 office supplies in the amount of $300 and to 1205-0650500 magazines in the amount of $200. This is for the library. A motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 22. You couldn't get a hold of Bobby? Let's go ahead. Let me just present this. Line item 22. Discuss and possibly approve an affidavit of separation for Brooks County Indigent Health Care Program. It seems that Mr. Sines is having some issues with people being truthful about their separation from their spouse, kind of inflicts some hurt on us financially because they're not being truthful. So he thought of maybe doing an affidavit, kind of solemnly swear that what you're about to tell me is the whole truth, that you are indeed separated from your spouse. Therefore, you know, you can request indigent care. If you all read the affidavit of separation, or is there any questions?
How can we find out if they're really separated from their spouse?
I believe there's a program that he uses. Of course, you will never find out, you know, unless you stalk them or, or you know, go at night or whatever.
They're separated just to get the help.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it happens.
It happened already.
Hopefully, with this affidavit, maybe it'll minimize that. I don't know, but this is something that, you know. Do you all have
any? We need to try it out and see if it's going to work.
Any questions?
No.
Okay, do you have a motion to approve the affidavit?
I hear.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 21. Discuss, consider, and take action on the contract proposal between Brooks County, Texas, and Roy and Garza. So this contract, the last commissioner's court, it was in reference to the airport hangar. I spoke to the individual, Ms. Garza. Her husband deceased back in December. She's behind 3 months, 4 months of
$30 a month, I think as a commissioner's court, we have to take some type of action. She says that she's in the process of trying to sell the airplane. She does not have any money. I don't know what the court would want to consider. This contract was done back in 2011, so it's outdated. I don't know if you want to do a new contract or what type of action you all want to take in reference to this.
If we can't, Judge, let's just try to get the money that she owes the county, and maybe she can sell the airplane and then just continue forward. But, I mean, we need to, I mean, $90 is $90.
Exactly.
You know?
What I'm saying is, because the contract was not specific, I think, did we send the contract to them? Y'all have a contract?
No.
No. Okay, the contract is very vague and it's expired. So if you want, we can do another contract with her until she comes up with the money, or what type of action do you decide? What you decide? Right now, she cannot afford $30. Obviously, she wasn't anticipating her husband to pass away. It was all of a sudden. They're fairly a young couple. Young, I mean, in their 40s. To me, that's young. It's up to you all. It's up to the court.
Well,
she's not under any contract right now. Absolutely. It was done one. It was a one-time thing, and it was never re-looked at again.
Well,
until now.
If she's not under the contract, it was just her husband. I know that I want to see if we can collect $90, but, I mean, if she's not on the contract, I mean, it's like we can give her 30 days to move her equipment, you know, or 60. I mean, I don't know what's the law, 30 or 60 days. I'm not too sure. But anyway, just give her some time to remove her airplane if she can get someone else to take over. Take over the airplane, to move it out of the hangar.
I think at this point, she can go in and take it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Any contract. So my question to you all, to make it legal, do you want to place her on contract so we can have some type of binding agreement with her that eventually, you know, she either has to pay. She's trying to sell the plane for $20,000. So putting it out there, she stated she doesn't have any money, and until she gets money, she'll pay us. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
So you want no action?
No. Go ahead and just.
You want to do a contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Do a contract.
With Mrs. Garza?
Yes.
Okay.
Before she signs, she has to pay the $30. It's $90.
Well, absolutely. We're trying to collect, but if she can't.
Okay, I mean, if you're going to make another contract.
Well, we have to have something legally binding, because at this time, as she even said, I've been to the airport several times. There's no one out there. I can just go pick it up. I have said, you're correct. You have no contract. So hopefully she'll come up with some money.
Yeah.
All right. So we can do a contract with Mrs. Garza.
Okay.
And see if she approves it, and I will give you further information on that.
Instructions, okay.
All right.
All right.
I have a motion to approve to sign, to issue a contract to Ms. Garza.
Right here.
I have her agreement. Motion by Commissioner Garza. Martinez. Second? Second by Garza and Olivares. Vargas and Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 30. Okay. Discuss and approve line item transfer $32.23 from 5012-0400 5000 office supplies to 5012-0400-9010. And this is for my membership dues. I guess we're short on that. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 20. Discuss and approve contract renewal between ACS Enterprise Solutions, LLC, Conduit, and Brooks County, and Ms. Silvery.
Okay. Currently, we're paying $750 a month. So we're adding three new things to the contract that we had previously. It's an $800 one-time fee to put whatever is in their computer into Missy's computer. That way, we can view stuff online as far as if someone comes into the office and they want to, you know, a copy of a deed or whatever, then if that computer is busy, we can do it on Missy's computer. And that's just a one-time fee, and then it's the annual support of $160 per year, of course. For the first year, it's going to be, you know, included. And then after the second year, then it's $160. And then the $150 per month for the OCR Commissioner's Court, that's to index them and scan them so people can view them also, like if they want to go to our public workstation down in the basement, they can view them as well.
Questions? A motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second.
Yes.
You don't have any literature for us to read? I know I wasn't here, but is that a copy?
Sure, I can make a.
Would you mind making some copies, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a second? Second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item.
Thank you.
44. Discuss and approve Constable Precinct 2, Ramiro Gonzalez, certificate of course completion for Open Meetings Act and Public Information Act. Sir, want to come up? And this is just a completion indicating that he completed what we all elected officials complete the Open Meetings Act and some other public information. You want to come up, sir?
Would you mind sharing what you all learned over there at the training, Mr. Huerta? Here's a little,
Basically, we just learned how to do a civil violation, open meetings act, how to approach people, what they deserve, get together with the JPs, and they can go, foundations, and new laws coming in, legislative laws that are changing every year.
Did they say for you all to get along with the commissioners as well? Okay. I just wanted to ask.
I think it.
Thank you, sir.
I think that as a public servant, you know, that's a kind of like a no-brainer, right? You have to get along with it, but everyone, because it's in the best interest of the county, right? It's a different, but it's good. It's fun. Public service is always good. Thank you for that.
Here in the city,
Thank you.
And we still here to serve the county and the, where they are, the county, and therefore the city for the procedure of the county.
Well, congratulations to you both.
And being that there are different entities, and we're not a name, we've got to work together in unison. That's how the city, that's how the sheriff's department, DPS, you know, all of us out there, and somebody tells them what to do, why don't you go help?
Right.
But
thank you. Thank you all for that.
Thank you, sir.
Do I have a motion to approve line item 44? Motion by Vargas, second.
Mayor.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 44, same thing with Constable Franquenda. Thank you all for all you all do. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. I think that's all of it, right?
Number 18.
Number 18? Okay.
The hill?
Yes.
They want us to consider this at budget time?
The 5,000?
They send it to us? Yes.
We can wait.
Discuss considering possibly approve funding for HALO in the amount of $5,000 for the 2017-2018 budget year. Something to look at. I'm going to reword that as a non-action. Something for y'all to look at for this coming year. Line item 18 is a non-action. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Right here, Judge.
Motion by Martinez, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye, Judge.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
See? We got along very well.